Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project Movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
Welcome to the John 330 podcast. He must increase, I must decrease, is a message John 330 invites us to live. Incorporating this into our everyday lives can be a challenge. What keeps your fire burning? We have many wonderful ways to stay close to our faith, whether it be the Mass, spiritual readings, prayer, adoration, or the rosary. This is Catholic Faith Life, and here's our host, Jason Nunez.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the John 330 podcast. This is your host, Jason Nunez, and welcome to episode number 59. Today, we have a very special guest. We have Caroline Bortle from Church Pop. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, first of all, for taking time out of your day and sharing with us what keeps you fire burning for our Catholic faith.
I am so excited. This is my first time on a podcast, so I'm really excited that it's with you guys.
Thank you. Before we get going here, we're going to go ahead and say the litany of humility prayer. It's a prayer that's grown on me since the beginning of the year, and I figure I would incorporate it into the show and share it with the world as well. So here we go. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, Deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase, and I may decrease. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen, and I set aside. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised, and I unnoticed. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, thank you, Caroline. All righty. If you can do us a favor and share with us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, my name's Caroline. I'm currently in Denver, Colorado. I work at Church Pop. It's a brand or a branch, I guess, under the umbrella of EWTN. And a lot of people don't know that, I don't think. That's because it's different. It's something different that they do. But I am an EWTN employee, and I'm the face of the brand Church Pop. My technical title is Digital Content Coordinator, and I get to hang out with you guys all day, every day on social media. And on the side, I am a jewelry designer. I have my own little brand that is kind of the same idea of putting faith in daily life, but more my personal life. Not that I don't put my personal life out on Church Pop, as you know, but so I kind of have two things that I'm really passionate about. I grew up Catholic, fell away, you know, the classic story.
Sure.
Grew up Catholic, fell away, but it wasn't a quick, like, this is what happened and I fell away from the church. A lot of people have that, but mine was more of a, you know, over a span of this many years, I woke up one day and I forgot how to say the Hail Mary. That's how mine went.
Whoa.
It was a quick, you know, it was a slow progression, but it was a realization of, oh my gosh, where have I been type of thing.
Right.
Because it sneaks up on you. But then I got back into the church and, you know, a couple of things happened and I ended up getting this job about almost 2 years ago. August 8th is when I started. And I know that because it is Church Pop's birthday.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
That's also a couple of days before the Ascension of Our Lady, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
August 15th.
It is. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. And it's a couple of days after my birthday.
There you go.
August is a great month.
August is a great month. Wow. That's great. So looking at the big picture here, Caroline, you work for Church Pop, as you mentioned, which is it's under the EWTN name. And right, by someone who sees Church Pop on social media or maybe gets the, you know, email from Church Pop, one right off the bat may not think that there's an affiliation there with EWTN. But it is. And it's great to see that EWTN is taking this approach and that they recognize the power of social media. And
exactly.
And the good that it can do. We always hear about the bad that it can do, but with the work that you do and others like you, you're showing the positive effects that social media can have, and you're evangelizing, you're pretty much spreading the word of the Lord the way Jesus asks us to, using modern technology. You're casting a wider net.
Right. It's like building a community. And what I always say is that Church Pop, we try to be the light in a very dark place.
Yeah.
And I know that, well, I would like to say that if something like Church Pop existed when I was young, maybe I wouldn't have fallen away, but I can't say that. But I do know that a lot of people have reached out and said that, you know, us having a place on social media has really helped them.
Right.
Because it balances that.
Indeed, indeed. So this is your job. You're, like, say compared to someone where, you know, they may attend Mass on Sunday, you know, but occasionally speaking, you know, the, you know, daily Mass, maybe during Advent, maybe during Lent, but, you know, for the most part, attend on Sunday. And then they go to their 9 to 5. And someone like you, this is your job. This is your life. You with you know, social media never turns off. There's no business hours. So
tell me about that.
so your brain kind of must be always thinking, okay, how can I, you know, how can I deliver this message that'll be a appealing to the typical social media user? So this is your life. How do you keep your fire burning for our Catholic faith that you wake up in the morning and you keep doing this every day?
You know, the answer to this question changes on a regular basis. And this question kind of is what inspired Be Still by Caroline, my brand.
Right.
So I was noticing it's easy in any job to get burnt out, right?
Yep.
But the repercussions of me getting burnt out or anyone in the Catholic sphere getting burnt out is really damaging because it leads to me not being authentic. It Yep. leads to me focusing on the wrong, you know, kind of like a spiritual pride almost. Mm-hmm. And I think that something that makes Church Pop unique is that it is authentic. I do share my real struggles and my real, you know, things I've overcome. And I share how I put my faith in my daily life. I think that that's how I'm able to do it, because as I'm presenting these topics, as you know, teaching people about the saints, teaching people, you know, ways to pray the rosary all, like every day, why they should pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, what you can learn from this and that and this, as I'm communicating this to other people, I'm learning it myself as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly challenged. I'm constantly, you know, every day is a new day. And that's why I try not to get into the rut of doing the same thing over and over. And a lot of times I do, you know, I come out and I say, listen, I've had a hard time with this. You know, this is what I'm struggling with. And you know, I don't go to Mass on a daily basis, and there are things that people may think that I do that I don't do. But I'm not perfect. I'm not the perfect Catholic, and I don't try to out-Catholic anyone, because I think that that's something that that intimidates me, and I don't want to fall away again from trying to compare myself with other people, because that was a huge part of me falling away.
Wow. And That phrase is, I've never heard it before, but I've seen it before, and it's just a real thing. Out Catholicing someone, right? That's
Oh my gosh, yeah, yes.
Yes. I can understand where you're coming from with that premise, and kind of with that, I guess kind of pride kind of seeds into that with behind mm-hmm. that. And I've said it before, but it's worth mentioning that whenever we attend Reconciliation, pride is one of my staples. When I'm in the confessional, because that's the
root, me too.
That's the root of every sin. I'm not gonna do it your way. I'm gonna do it my way, and that's pride right there, right?
And it's even worse when you're doing something good and you convince yourself
right.
that it's not pride.
Yes, you kind of talk your way into it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that inner dialogue.
Yes, we all have that inner dialogue, and we've all been there, but thanks be to God that sacrament is my favorite sacrament for that particular reason.
It's same here. It's, you know, I did an entire episode about the reasons why people stay away from confession and how I overcame my fears, because, and this is just an example, I was away from confession for 10 years. Mm. 10 years.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to confession right when I started working at Church Pop. I waited until January. I started in August. I waited until January to go in and was like, oh, so this is why I've been skirting the issue of talking anything. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even talk about confession or reconciliation with Church Pop because I was like, oh, I don't want to be a hypocrite. But now I'm like, it changed my life.
Right. And that speaks to what you mentioned earlier about being authentic, right? Mm-hmm. That helps you be authentic, because you're essentially, you're walking the walk, right?
I try.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's that's what we can do, is we can try, and we can try our best. And from what I can see, what you're doing an excellent job. So,
well, thank you.
That's fantastic. So speak to us a little bit more about the working for EWTN experience and working for Church Pop?
So it's the funniest thing, I think, is when I got this position, my grandparents, my grandma knows I have a job. But I still think my grandpa doesn't think I have a job because people will be like, oh, so you're just on Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter all day. That must be nice. You know, it's kind of downplayed.
Right.
And I'm not saying, again, I'm not trying to like be a martyr that it's the hardest job ever, but it has come with so many challenges,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's that no amount of faith alone can really tackle. I mean, my faith, obviously, it's been a guiding force, but it takes a lot more because, you know, when you have thousands of people that are watching your things, you have to be, you know, you have to captivate them. I mean, you and I talked about, you asked if I had been to a class or any, or, you know, about Instagram and such. And the answer is no. I've never taken a class on social media. I majored in advertising. But before this, before I got my job at Church Pop, I worked in politics.
Wow.
So it's the same passion in a way. Because I knew that when I started working at Church Pop, when I was looking for a job, which that whole process was just a very big learning experience. But yep. when I was looking for a job, I had worked in politics. Then I took a year off and I was a preschool teacher. So I'm applying for jobs and I'm like, let's mix preschool teaching with, you know, political, you know, I worked at Fox News, so political news. And I learned that if you're passionate about something and you never create too rigorous of a routine, and you build it with faith and compassion and relationship, you get Church Pop. So I was able to kind of pick and choose what skills I wanted to bring into this job and what skills I wanted to leave behind.
Mm-hmm.
And it started off, and social media grows. You know, it's constantly changing.
Yep.
My faith is constantly changing.
Right.
And so every day you wake up and you're like, I wonder what new temptations are going to come my way,
right,
and what new obstacles are going to come in the way of social media, my job there.
Interesting. It's like you it's almost like you made your own position, right? Like you kind of looked
definitely
at the big picture and you kind of created this gap for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It just fits so
yeah,
well.
When they hired me, they had Church Pop. And before I started, Church Pop was just a little bit on Twitter, but mostly Facebook and the website.
Right.
So they hired me and they said, you are the digital content coordinator. And so every day, and still to this day, every day we're constantly trying to, I mean, my position is obviously pretty, you know, established, but
right,
it went, instead of me just being behind the scenes, oh, here's Church Pop, it went to me being in front of the camera, which I had never done in my entire life. If you go back, I'm actually going to challenge you after this, and I don't want the listeners to, everybody,
uh-huh,
go back and watch.
Open challenge.
My first episode of Live with Caroline, it was on the canonization of Mother Teresa, first mm-hmm. ever episode. And you will laugh if you watch that episode versus the one I've done recently. It was such a big learning curve, and it was on display for everyone to see. You know what I mean?
Right.
So everyone was able to kind of see the learning curve that I've come along with.
That's going to be search worthy. We're going to have to go ahead and search for that there. And if I can find
it. And then while you're there, watch the most recent episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
Oh, yeah.
And the content has always been good. I mean, it's the faith. That's another thing. The faith is always relevant.
Right.
You know, I can wake up one day and there's no feast day, nothing, and I will find something. I don't have to make something up. That's the coolest part. I don't have to make something up. And I don't. I mean, I can put my twist on things, but at the end of the day, you know, Jesus was a pretty good teacher. So is a good teacher.
He knew what he was doing. And you're right. You can look at a calendar and find out whose feast day is today. And if there's not, there's something significant within our faith that
always
that it will bring. And if not, you can go to the calendar and you can You can talk about why the priest is wearing green today, or exactly. why they're wearing rose, or why they're wearing purple, you know, or why they're wearing red.
Right. So, awesome. I mean, it's a constant thing. And I think it's beautiful how if you have, there's so many questions about our faith, and a lot of people try to overcomplicate it because they're like, oh, I went to Catholic school, or I'm in my 30s. I'm in my whatever. I shouldn't have to look back and see what prayer is. But no. We all need that reminder. And that's another thing I try to do. I try to put it back to the basics because I think we get distracted.
We do. And I'll kind of add to that there. I help with RCIA at my parish. And I think it's a good idea where parishioners just kind of sit in on the class because they will learn something.
Yeah.
Even if they're quote unquote credo Catholics, they're going to come in and they're going to learn something.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Never stop learning. That's right. Something like always remain teachable. So I think that's a form of humility.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I'm curious about you and JP too. I want to hear more about it. Your face is lighting up already, but I want to. You know, this is an audio podcast, and so no one can see it. But hopefully, within your next, you know, kind of, you know, segment here, they'll hear it.
Oh my god!
So, just speak to us a little bit about what JP2 means to you.
Okay, I'm going to try to condense this because I could literally talk all day about JP2, and I look forward to, I don't know if you guys watch me on Instagram, you know that, you know, his death. His right. birth, the day he was canonized. I always take up the opportunity to talk about my man JP2, or as JP Sticks. That's also a
you know Sticks.
Yeah,
like that.
But he, oh my gosh! So I met him personally when I was in fourth grade.
Wow!
And I got blessed by him, and I've shown the picture I think a couple times on social media. But that is one of my, that memory is so ingrained in my head that obviously he's a saint. You know what I mean? Right. I've had amazing experiences throughout my life. Bad ones, good ones, you know. But I still remember that look on his face. And we had a private audience. My grandparents and my parents are part of this organization that gets a private audience every year. And so we went out to Rome, and I was in fourth grade, and we're sitting there in there. And of course I went to Catholic school, and I'm like, I'm going to talk to him about this. And I walk up, and I just remember just not saying anything and just looking at him. And he kept saying, like Bella, like beautiful American girl. And
right.
I just looked at him and I said, my uncle is sick and he needs a liver transplant. My dad's brother-in-law. Yeah, my dad's brother. I just said, my uncle is sick. He needs a liver transplant. And my mom is going to have a baby soon. My little sister, she's pregnant with my little sister or my little brother. You know what? It was my little sister. They were born like 11 months apart. Okay. My little sister said, my mom's going to have a baby. And I just kept saying, I love you. And we just were like saying, I love you back and forth. And so after that, that was amazing. So fast forward to, I fell away from the church. And, you know, I my entire family, my grandparents have met him numerous times. He's obviously a great world, you know, figure in the world. So I would see pictures of him. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, every time I saw a picture of him, and to this day, I felt God's presence in my heart. You know, his eyes just would speak to me. And so when I fell away from the church, I always remained close to John Paul II, whether it was, you know, looking at that picture of us together, or just, you know, I always had a prayer card of him. And I started talking to him first when I was coming back to the church. I started talking to him like a friend. And I felt crazy, of course. But after that, I realized that you can genuinely have a friendship with someone in heaven.
Right.
And anybody that's ever lost someone, I lost my cousin last year. But that was the first major death in my family. But I started having a relationship with him. that his words would speak to me. I found peace just looking at his picture. And every moment of my life that I question, and to this day, I question how God works in my life. Mm-hmm. I just look to him and look through his life. I've read so many books on him. And I think that he just, you can see my face, but he's my best friend. He is right. My closest friend. And I strongly suggest everyone to look into him because he's more than just a saint. He's more than just a man. He is so many different things to so many different people. Right. And he led me back to the church. I hold him responsible for leading me to Our Lady and then ultimately to Christ.
His story is so amazing. Just the more you learn about him and learn about what happened to his family and mm-hmm. what he had to endure and where he ended up, you know, and I'm a big Venerable Fulton Sheen guy. Like Fulton Sheen to me has my heart. It's Father DePew and Fulton Sheen. And Our Lady of Perpetual Help for some reason. She follows me now. She's been following me around.
She's our patroness. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes.
Whoa, super cool. Yeah, she's been following me around for about a year and a half now. Just for some reason I'll be going somewhere and I see her, you know? So
she chose you.
Yes, yes. And I was watching a documentary on Venerable Fulton Sheen, and it's kind of toward the end of his life where JP Sticks. I like that. That's super cool. I'm going to use that from now on, if that's okay.
Do it. JP Sticks.
Yes.
So, and you know, my boyfriend actually made that up. I can't take responsibility. But I introduced my boyfriend to JP too. So
there you go.
Awesome. It was a joint effort.
Exactly. He was visiting the United States, and he went to visit Fulton Sheen. And there's video footage of this. It's weeks leading up to Fulton Sheen's death. Mm-hmm. And they meet. They had seen each other before during Vatican II, back when JP2 was not JP2, right? He wasn't Pope yet, but they had met before, and they got along really, really well. So when he came to the United States and met Fulton Sheen, Fulton Sheen walked up to him and he tried to kneel because he's in front of the Vicar of Christ. And JP2 held him. He physically held him up and prevented him from kneeling because he's like, no, brother, come here, give me a hug. Like just like that simple act, you know, like who would think of doing that, you know?
And that look. I want that look of the yep. mm-hmm. you know, the look of John Paul. Mm-hmm. That's something that and of course his message on divine mercy, I didn't realize, and you know from following me that I have three big favorite saints, Maximilian right. Kolbe, yep. Faustina, and John Paul II.
Right.
I feel, and this is just how God works when he puts these saintly friends in our lives, mm-hmm. because I had no idea that they were all related. I didn't even consider that. All I knew is that I met them all separately. And then it was just I'm getting goosebumps. It was such mm-hmm. a beautiful way that they all came in together. The divine mercy, the message is what really held me close when I started working at Church Pop / led me to confession. And then Faustina, and I realized that they were all, so I need to go to Poland. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
That's the bottom line, is that we need to get Caroline to Poland somehow. We missed World Youth Day, but you know, Poland is still there. So it can and will happen, I'm sure.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
Yes, indeed. We have so many different aspects, modern day aspects of our faith to kind of thank JP2 for. You know, one of them is the Luminous Mysteries. Mm-hmm. And that's honestly is my favorite mystery. You know, they're all great. You know, it's the Rosary. They're all different mysteries. We all get to learn. We all get to walk with Jesus and learn about his life. But the Luminous Mystery, for some reason, probably because Luminous Mystery is Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. And when there's a period of time, and I need to get back to this, but there's a period of time where I had a dedicated hour of adoration at my parish, and it happened to be Thursday. So I really got to know the Luminous Mystery very, very well. Because in spending time in adoration, that's what I would do. That's one of the many things I would do. But so the Luminous Mystery would always come up for me. Really, really, really enjoy that. That's awesome. Yeah. So when can we find Live on Caroline and where?
Live with Caroline is on Facebook on Thursdays.
Aha. Uh-huh. Look at that. On
Thursday. It's the new Friday.
Yes, it is. Thursday is the new Friday. Right.
Thursday is actually a very important day for me because I have Live with Caroline. Mm-hmm. And that's at 6 p.m. Eastern time on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And you can bring it up on your app or on your computer. And you can watch the actual video or just listen to it similar to a podcast. And so that's on Thursdays. That's Live with Caroline. We talk about, you know, like random topics, share our thoughts. And there's a new topic every week. And also on Thursday mornings is when Be Still by Caroline, my jewelry brand, releases new listings. So I release new bracelets every Thursday morning. So Thursday is JP Tuesday. It really is.
It certainly is. That's a big day. Awesome. And aside from that, for those who do not follow Church Pop yet, do so on all social media platforms. If I'm not mistaken, it is just simply Church Pop, right?
Yes.
Across,
Church Pop.
Yep. And that's across all platforms.
Yes. And there's also, we have multiple languages. We have Portuguese, right. Espanol, Italian, and English.
Well, the Church Pop team, weren't you all recently? You all were somewhere in South America, right?
Yes, we were in Lima.
That's right. You're in Lima. I caught in on kind of you guys were having a round table or kind of a meeting with the different people, and everyone had on their different Church Pop shirts and everything, showing them off, and that was pretty neat.
Yeah, it's really great to all get together. And I was in Rome, so I got to meet the guys in Rome, Ben and Julio. Got to meet them before we actually went there. But it's great, you know, pray together, stay together. So it was an amazing time. And Brantley, my boss, he's a pretty cool dude.
Wonderful, wonderful. Have you been to the Birmingham office for EWTN?
I was worried you were going to ask that. No, I haven't. And I haven't. I think it's because we've done so much traveling. The first year I was working at Church Pop, I went out. I was traveling January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. At least one week. I was 2 weeks in Rome. And then this year, I traveled once a month as well. So we're trying to hone in on our travel schedule for this upcoming fall. I have not been out there.
Oh, hopefully. So then on your list, we have Poland and Birmingham.
Well, you know how I feel about Mother Angelica. So.
Right. Yes. She's she comes up on your stories. I see her on there.
Yeah. She's one of my friends up there too.
Yep.
She is one of my dear friends.
So kind of getting back to the premise of the show here about keeping your fire burning for a Catholic faith. So when or if, I guess I would say if the social media is not on and when you're not trying to develop creative content for Instagram and for the social media aspects, what works for Caroline to keep her going within the Catholic faith?
Let's see. As we already know, it's my saint friends. Yep. I like to surround myself with my faith. And it may seem so simple, but just wearing a saint medal I have to be wearing something related to my Catholic faith. I am a prayer card hoarder, which I've explained to you. I literally have so many prayer cards and I shuffle them in and out of my purse. So I try to create different times a day where I am looking at prayer cards, and it's kind of a conversation starter because I've never been one that could sit still, which is good for my job,
right,
but also can be harmful for my interior life. And I, I read a lot. I love to read, and I love to be by myself and read. I need alone time. I'm very outgoing and energetic, but I need that time of just me, and consequently my cat is normally there too. But I read a lot.
Yep.
And I write. I like to journal and make jewelry. So I try to do something active while keeping in mind that I'm called to be God's living expression, or a living expression of God's kindness in the world. I didn't say that. Mother Teresa said that, but I tried to do it too.
Awesome. Hey, well, if there's anyone we want to try and emulate, right? Mother Teresa.
Right.
It kind of sounds like adoration would be ideal for you. I saw somebody with a t-shirt that said adoration is worship for the introverts.
Yeah. And, you know, I always thought that adoration was just sitting there. But
yeah.
When I haven't been to adoration way too long. I go by myself. I also sit by myself completely at mass too.
Mm.
I have to be by myself in those situations, because I get distracted so easily by what other people are doing. And I think it's a temptation. But I love just go, if I go to adoration, I bring my journal and I just write whatever's on my heart.
Yep. Yep.
And it's the most productive time in my day. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm just sitting there.
You're sitting, right? Yeah. It's almost like if you're tapping into this geyser of either creativity or inspiration or just something. Because I've kind of what we're talking about, because I've done that where I've taken a journal into the chapel and just I can journal, and that's the time that is great for me to, you know, do that as well. It's, you know, journaling is definitely a form of prayer, and, you know,
doing that with adoration
is great.
I my favorite form of prayer is writing my thoughts, and mm-hmm. I will write my thoughts, and sometimes they're like, I don't want to say psycho, but sometimes they're not healthy, or, you know, I kind of get off.
I
never lift the pen, and I'll say, I'm being really frustrated, and I'll start venting like I'm in a diary, like, this guy cut me off on the road, blah, blah, blah. But I understand that you are teaching. So it's essentially a conversation. And then afterwards, I force myself just to sit and listen, because that's something I am tempted to also do, is just to pray, like to talk at God rather than listening to what he has to say to me.
That's an important point to make there, because we learn it in our faith formation class, right? That prayer is a dialogue with God. But mm-hmm. once that point is taught to us, it kind of leaves our mind, and we kind of talk to God and then like walk away. That sit and listen part is most often not done, but that's what needs to happen. Like, we get off our chest when we need to, because we're human and we have these brains that form these thoughts. Sometimes we don't know why, but they do. But we can't move on or improve unless we sit in silence and we listen to God. And
right.
It's almost like if you go to a doctor and say, "Doctor, my leg hurts, my back hurts, I have a headache, and I'm losing my hair," and then I walk out.
See ya.
The doctor cannot tell you how to fix anything, because you walked out. You know, you kind of need to sit and wait and hear how to get yourself right, you know?
And a lot of people ask me, like, I've been praying, but I'm not getting an answer. Mm. But I think that, like with any relationship, like, let's do the doctor's thing.
Yep.
The doctor will tell you, I think you need to, you know, make a lifestyle change. And so you go and you're like, well, I, you know, but you need to pay attention to where you can, you know, yep. in the doctor yep. analogy. So when I pray, a lot of times I try just to listen. I don't try to listen for an answer, because if I try to listen to an answer, I'll start making up an answer and being like, oh my gosh, that's totally what God would say. So I'm just going to do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy you agree with me. Thanks, God.
Right, right. And so I try to look for answers, but not look for them. Just open my heart to certain things that may seem crazy at the time. But I think because I fell away from the church and I know what life was like before, anything that's contrary to what I was doing before, not anything, but you know what I mean?
Yep.
I know I'm growing closer to God. If I find myself falling into the old habits, that's when I'm like, red flag. What am I doing?
Indeed. And going back to the prayer cards, you and my wife would definitely get along because she is also what I would say a prayer card hoarder. You know, there's...
No, an avid collector. Yes. I like to call myself a collector.
A handful in her purse. We have an area in our home where we have like a cross wall and we have a table and have a cup. And whenever I find them, I put them in the cup. Because for me, everything has a place. So if I find them anywhere, I put them in the cup, and the cup is pushing maximum density. So,
you know what she needs to get? An expandable folder.
Okay.
And just sort them.
You're already going down a path that I know she's going to love. Because most people's favorite time of the year is Christmas, Halloween, whatever the case is for my wife. And this is slightly off topic, but for her, it's back to school because of all of the cool specials and all the neat gadgets and pens and notebooks that are out.
Oh my gosh, your wife and I would definitely be friends. That's my favorite tattoo.
She's eyeing this organizer. She used to have an agenda, like an actual handheld agenda with like a mini binder with a flap and the days. And
oh,
she
yeah,
found
I
one
have
online
those too.
And she's trying to find the right one, but she can't. So offline, if you can send any suggestions that I can forward to her, I'm sure she would appreciate it because she's trying to find one and it's got to be the right one, you know?
You know, the one I use, well, I'm waiting because it's not, but I just got it and it's from Blessed Is She.
Okay.
It's a brand and they're on Instagram too, but it's like a Catholic related one. So I haven't used it yet, but I'm interested in trying it. It's like, I got the mini planner because I'm like your wife. I need to see it, you know?
Yes. Need to hold it, need to write it down and highlight and underline. And
that's why I cannot do eBooks. I have to have, and if you look around my apartment, and luckily I'm moving into a slightly bigger place because my book collection is out of this world.
You are outgrowing it because of your book collection, right?
Yes.
Funny stuff there. Yeah, I came across a Catholic planner, I think by Catholic Sistas. But we're trying to, she has very specific requirements. So we're trying to make sure that what we get checks all the boxes, you know? So I'll definitely share with her the one you mentioned. We'll definitely take a look at it there. So
perfect.
And that ends the school supply nerdy section of the podcast. If you will. But yeah, awesome. Well, this is great. And I definitely want to thank you for taking time out of your day and sharing with us what keeps your fire burning for our Catholic faith. You mentioned Catholic medals. I'm a Catholic medal person. I have several of them on at all times. So I need to have them with me so I can kind of understand where you're coming from in that regard right there.
That's what, and I, with Beast Hill by Caroline, my jewelry has Catholic medals on it. But it's like a modern day, you know, like a stylish bracelet, but it has a little bit of faith because faith can be stylish, right?
Right.
You know,
of course.
Faith,
of course it can.
Of course it is. And it doesn't have to be boring. And that's what Church Pop's about. And that's what my Be Still by Caroline designs are about.
You're 100% correct that that's exactly what Church Pop is about. If anyone is listening, just simply go to churchpop.com. And you'll find tons of articles. And I know that you do the social media for them. But whoever is in charge of the articles and whoever is in charge of...
Shout out to Brantley.
He does an amazing job. I often go to his site and follow the social media. A, for the stories that you do. But B, for the articles that are put on there. Because Brantley finds these Minecraft Catholic videos about the Stations of the Cross. And about... explaining confession and all kind of stuff. And I have a 13 and a 11 year old. So that's right up their alley, you know? So trying to kind of show them our faith within the scope of what they're interested in. If I can connect those dots, it's a home run every time.
Right. And Church Pop, it crosses boundaries. I mean, my one of my biggest fans on social media is my grandma. Like it could go all the way from grandmothers to middle schoolers. It's, you know, Church Pop's, it's all over.
It really is. And I'm definitely going to put a link to the show description for Church Pop and also for the social media. That way listeners can follow the stories and so on and make sure that, you know, they're that they're going over here and checking you guys out, because it's definitely worth, you know, a visit to the website and to the different social media platforms, because the work you guys do is fantastic. So keep doing what you're doing. It's great. It's great, great stuff. Do you happen to know why it's called Church Pop? I've always been curious. I love the logo with the popsicle sticks and the halo, but like Church Pop. Okay, why?
Okay. So we talked, Brantley, the one who writes those articles, Brantley was the one that started it in his basement, you know, with the help of Our Lady of Perpetual Help and his brilliant mind. But I'm pretty sure, you know, it's pop culture, you know, the pop side of church pop. And who doesn't love popsicles, and who doesn't want a halo on their popsicle?
That's true. I don't really think truer words of other have ever been spoken, right?
I don't think so. Everyone loves popsicles. Yeah. Everyone loves church pop.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Awesome.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break here. I have a quick question for you all. Do you want to support the podcast? Well, you can. You can help the John 330 podcast by working with our sponsor. When you need to buy or sell a house anywhere in the country, even in Canada, please give Rob DeMaio a call. You may remember Rob from episode number 27 when he appeared with his wife Camille. He's an experienced, award-winning realtor and can help you find an exceptional agent at no cost to you. Think of him as your real estate matchmaker. Just call him, tell him your needs, and he'll connect you with exactly the right agent in his extensive network. You can call or text Rob at 210-488-1144. Again, that's 210-488-1144. Tell him you heard it right here on the podcast. Now, back to the show.
All righty, Caroline. We're going to go and get to our parting questions here. So, if you could have a superpower, what would it be?
I think it would be to not have to sleep.
Whoa, okay.
I just came up off the top of my head, obviously, but
right.
I think that would be pretty cool. If, like, when it was dark outside, because I'm a morning person, I'm not a night owl, but it would just be great just to be able just to do whatever you want to do at nighttime.
Interesting. I wonder what the superhero name would be for that, right?
Sleepless.
Sleepless. There you go.
Captain awesome. Sleepless.
Captain Sleepless. Yeah. Has to be a captain in there, right? There has to be a captain or a major or some kind of title before that.
Right. So. Right.
Exactly. Awesome. I love that. I'm going to ask you, I think we may know the answer to this question already, but I'm going to ask anyways. Who is your favorite saint?
You know what? Okay. Really quick. Everyone knows my favorite saint is John Paul II, but I'm going to do another one.
Okay.
Saint Maximilian Kolbe.
Yes. He's another saint with just an amazing story. It's just so inspiring, so inspirational. It's him and, I don't know, because of the situation he was in, just him and Father Capon, to me, like it's like, oh, my God, like those men, like what they must have been feeling when they were doing what they were doing, you know, and to them, it probably wasn't even bravery. It was, they were doing it because it was the right thing to do. It wasn't a matter of I'm going to man up and I'm going to do this. It was this is what should be doing.
On him right now.
On who? Father right. Capon? Or
Maximilian Kolbe? Maximilian Kolbe.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of things. I mean, a lot of people know that, you know, his Auschwitz story,
right.
That part.
Right.
And maybe, you know, the Knights of the Immaculata. But it goes from his childhood onward.
Oh,
and
cool.
So I'm really excited. And he's the patron of prisoners, the pro-life movement, and those who suffer from addiction. So that is, I pray for those suffering from addiction and those recovering from addiction on a frequent basis, because it relates to my life especially. But his eyes, I mean, he looks like a cool dude. He looks like someone that you would want to pick their brain.
There you go, man. I agree. Awesome. So St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us.
Pray for us.
If you could describe how you live your faith with a hashtag, what would the hashtag be?
Hashtag Hashtag goals.
Hashtag goals. There you go. Love it.
I use it a lot with Church Pop too, but hashtag goals. I always try to have a goal of some sort.
Something you're working towards.
Yeah. And it's an everyday. I mean, a lot of times my goal is to stop doing what I'm doing. but I think hashtag goals, because I mess up a lot, but try to be patient with myself, you know.
Oh yeah.
Or hashtag Jesus loves you. I'm going to switch it. Hashtag Jesus loves you. So I think that is the biggest obstacle to our lives today.
There you go.
People don't remember that Jesus loves them.
They don't. And it's such a simple message that we can remind ourselves of. And that is a fact, right? That is true.
Yeah.
But yeah, love it. Good stuff. And lastly, Caroline, what message do you want to leave our listeners with?
It's never too late. You're not too far gone. You're not too damaged. You're not too of anything. You need to remember who you are. And once you realize who you are, which is understanding that Jesus loves you, everything else starts to make sense. And I know what it's like to live a life without the faith. And I will tell you that while I'm grateful that I have those experiences, I forgot who I was. And I thought that it was too late for me to come back. But Church Pop found me. And Church Pop can find you.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. And on that note, where can they find Church Pop?
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and online, churchpop.com. And just search Church Pop, and you will see all of our fun stuff. And make sure, if you are finding out about Church Pop with this podcast, to drop me a message, get into my DMs, as the kids would say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Slide into the DM. Is that
slide
the thing?
Into
there
my
you
DMs.
Go. There you go.
Slide into my DMs and say hello, because I love meeting new people.
Yes. And for listeners that aren't aware, I have a pretty, you know, I have quite a bit of listeners in Texas. And so for those listeners, we're going to share Go Spurs Go. Is that right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's something that you asked me about JP too. And you asked me about the Spurs, and I won't get the same smile, but I'll still get the same giddiness.
Giddiness is right. Right. Awesome. Awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Go Spurs Go.
That is correct. That's correct. And where can we find your jewelry?
My jewelry you can find on Etsy, Be Still by Caroline. And also, it's just easier, BeStillByCaroline.com. So Be as in B-E, Still by Caroline.com.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Once and again, I'm also on Instagram too.
There you go. That. Like with your Etsy line.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, cool. Awesome. There you go. So go ahead and find Caroline. Follow her. Look at those Instagram stories. You will be inspired, to say the very least. She does an excellent job on putting inspiration through a Catholic scope. And you'll learn something every time you look at one of those stories. So follow her.
Thank you.
Yep. On that note, I want to thank you for taking time out of your afternoon and sharing with us what keeps your fire burning for our Catholic faith.
Well, thank you for helping, for what you do, you know, spreading God's message. I think all of us have our own way to do that. And you're doing a fantabulous job as well. And yes, I just said fantabulous.
Fantabulous is correct. Indeed. Thank you. In John 3:30, we do find that he must increase, I must decrease. I want to give a special thanks to our executive producers for this week's episode. It's Dr. Jeff Vista and Buzz Lemereau. Thank you too for your continued support of the John 3:30 podcast. For anyone listening, if you would like to be a guest, by all means, always looking for someone to speak to. You can send an email to john330podcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And I can do this remotely as it is right now. I'm normally in San Antonio, but this week I'm in El Paso and Caroline is in neither. And yet we're still making this happen. So if you do not live in either one of those two,
We can still get this done either through a phone call or through Skype. If you live in either of the areas and I'm there, then we can, of course, do this locally. Send me an email. Reach out to me on social media. Be happy to go and set something up with you. And I want to thank Rob and Camille DeMaio, our sponsors as well, for this episode. And something I haven't mentioned in the past, but something that has happened is we are a part of Breadbox Media, where you can find we're at about 37 different Catholic podcasts now that you can hear. And there's podcasts from John Michael Talbot, the Catholic Man Show's on there. There's many, many other Catholic podcasts available through Breadbox Media. Check them out at breadboxmedia.com. We have some other projects in the works that hopefully will be coming out soon that we can let you know about. So follow them on social media as well at Breadbox Media. And thank you for listening. We are going to end this episode the way the Nunez family ends our time in Mass every time we attend. And that is by praying the St. Michael the Archangel intercessory prayer. So here we go. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Caroline, once again, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too.
And go, right? Spurs, go.
That's right. Go, Spurs, go. And everyone, thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day. And God bless you all.
From the day I leapt in the womb to the joy of the empty tomb, I know he lived and died for me. From heaven high above, a voice came down with a dove. This is my son and I am pleased. He must increase, so I must decrease. And now my heart is open wide. I must decrease, so the center of my life. He must increase. He must increase. He must increase.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.